Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Raddy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The newspaper, The Barbadian, carried a report on this day, March 1, 1860, on recommendations made by a joint committee of the Honorable Board of Council and the House of Assembly, which had been set up to look at ways to improve Bridgetown after its most recent fire. That fire, which occurred on February 14, 1860, started on private premises in Palmetto Street and quickly spread southward towards the Carenage, encompassing the area that is now Pinfold Street, Trafalgar Street, National Hero Square, and the Wharf Road, and even made it over the Carenage to wreak havoc on Lower Bay Street. The area was soon called the New Burnt District to distinguish it from an area on the other end of Bridgetown consisting of Lower Swan Street, Lower Broad Street, and adjacent roads that had been destroyed in a big fire in 1845 and became known as the Old Burnt District. The committee made several recommendations, the first of which was that the Old Burnt District was the, quote, safest and most desirable situation for the storing of lumber, coals, and similar commodities, unquote. That site had been considered for the erection of public buildings to house the offices of government from as far back as 1853. However, the committee suggested that another site would have to be found for the buildings should the other space be used for storage as it had recommended. That site, the committee suggested, was the New Burnt District. The committee also put forward the idea that some land lots nearest the waterway could be set aside for the storage of the property of merchants that could not be accommodated in the Old Burnt District, and the members also recommended that in the future, persons trading in lumber, coals, and similar items should be confined to doing business by the wharf side. The committee suggested that the government take advantage of the opportunity provided by the fire's destruction to renovate the area. That included improving the Carenage, extending the wharves, laying down new, wider streets, and enlarging the square. The committee said that the lands could be purchased for public use or be acquired in exchange for property. Furthermore, and most notably, the committee proposed that the government create regulations for building standards in Bridgetown that would reduce the risk of outbreaks of large fires. The government accepted the recommendation of the committee with regards to the erection of the public buildings in the New Burnt District. Between 1860 and 1869, large portions of the area were bought up, and the cornerstone for the West Wing of the new home of the Barbados Parliament was laid on June 6, 1869. The building was completed at the end of 1871 and was handed over to government on January 1, 1872. The East Wing was handed over on April 7, 1874.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.